Very interesting segment coming up right now. Power Lunch exclusive, Nassim Taleb, the author of Black Swan and Anti-Fragile. Welcome back, Mr. Taleb, to Power Lunch. Good to have you with us.
Thanks.
I want to get to your reaction to Friday's dust-up between two very wealthy individuals in just a moment. But I want to start with your view on equities in the marketplace today.
The people mistakenly define me as a perma bear, not perma bear. I've been locked stocks now for 3.5 years.
Why?
I don't like stocks, but I'm forced to own them because I don't trust treasury bonds.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
And I'm forced to own them because I don't trust the government.
It was the least of all evils, in other words. Or
yeah, exactly. If you want to park your money in real estate and stocks, you get some yield, and also you're protected against hyperinflation. That may or may not come, but I want to sleep at night. There's some risks I'm not willing to take.
Do you have a view on U.S. equities versus global equities?
Yeah, okay, let me specify
nail
exactly.
Nail it down.
It's against my ethics, and I write it in my book to tell you what you should be doing. I can tell you what I'm doing that way, because if you give advice...
Let's start there. That's
yeah,
great.
If you give advice or have a prediction, it may harm other people, you see. You cannot harm other people than being harmed yourself by your opinion. Okay, so I tell you what I have, everything, skin in the game. That's the rule. So I can only tell you what I own or don't own. Do I own foreign equity? Yes. Convincingly, no. Why do I do it? Same problem. I don't know where to put my money. Cash can burn you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is what I'm afraid of. And treasury bonds can burn you. So why do I own more? U.S. domestic. Why? Partly because I live here, partly because, I don't know, the companies are doing well here.
The companies are doing well. The earnings are good. Let me bring Sue and Bob back in.
Nassim, I know you're probably overweight the U.S. domestic market, certainly, perhaps grudgingly. But what about Europe and Asia? Do you have a large exposure in those parts of the world, or are you staying
Asia,
away from it?
Let me tell you, Asia, I don't trust, I don't understand. So I stay out of it and simplifies my life massively. All right? That's it. But but Europe, to me, one thing I like about Europe, having exposure to the currency, I have exposure to the European currency, to the euro, for a central reason, is that I don't like the fact that we have twice the deficit that Europe has.
Right.
You hear a lot of bad press about Europe, but Europe, they have half the deficit, and I want to be exposed to the euro. So this is why I have a lot of exposure to the euro. Mostly because I think that the policies of the Federal Reserve isn't identical to those of the European Central Bank, so I have some hedge somewhere, some diversification. And the euro has been doing very well, and I think I smell when you say everybody's bearish on something, but the story doesn't match the numbers, I go with the numbers.
All right, Nassim, it's Bob Pisani. Good to see you again. You're a pioneer of tail risk hedging, the concept that risk was historically underpriced. I know you made some money in the 2008 crash. Is risk, in your opinion, still underpriced? And if it is, how do you explain to people to protect themselves? What should they be doing?
Unless people have been burned, usually you can't convince them to get protected from tail risks. And tail risks have traditionally been cheap. It depends which tail. You have to go further out than the tail. And what people fail to understand is that owning tail protection allows me to take risks elsewhere. So it's not like what I spend on the tail is the overall package is very favorable. When you have equities more attractive than bonds and other things, you need to spend some of the premium, some of the money I get from dividend in hedges, and that's what why I hedge myself against tail risk, and I don't have to worry about anything, about
deep
the cost.
Out of the money puts, that's what you're talking about.
Very deep out of the money puts.
Out of the money.
Very deep. Those that have very explosive payoffs, but not the near at the money, because these are very expensive. They tend to stay expensive.
Now, you watched Friday's dust up between Bill Ackman and Carl Icahn on our air. You had some interesting thoughts about it, and I'd like to hear you.
Actually,
what do you think?
Yeah, I was. A lot of readers of my book have emailed me the story, and my reaction is, hey, you know, you should commend these people. They speak in public the way they would do it in private. And that's rare. It's refreshing. People don't have a lot of fake dignity on the air. Bureaucrats cannot do that. These people are free.
I've made a career out of fake dignity, by the way.
this is rare. So, I they're human. If you hate someone and you say it in private, you should be able to say it in public. They can afford to do it. God bless them.
So you like the honesty, the rawness of it?
I like the fact, I don't like people to speak in public in a different way than they would in private. I don't like people to speak in print differently from they would at dinner.
Nassim Taleb. Yes. We'll have you back here in the next half hour, talk a little bit more about things that are interesting that you see on the world stage and in the marketplace as well. Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. We'll see you.
Thanks.
All right.